Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Today, I have two warrior women from Fargo, North Dakota, who I met in person at my very first Nurtured Heart Approach certification training intensive. And I am so excited for you guys to all get to know them and meet them and hear about what they do. So why don't you both take turns to tell us who you are, what you do, and what has brought you together?
My name is Jana Braschwein. I'm the executive director and founder of Peace Academy Preschool in Fargo, North Dakota.
And I'm Kelly Knodel. I'm a preschool teacher and assistant director here at Peace Academy. And about 15 years ago, I was teaching at a different preschool, and it was kind of a temporary job for me. I have a degree in psychology and had no intention of staying in a preschool. And Jana came that my second year, and we hit it off. And I learned the Nurtured Heart Approach from Jana. And here we are 15 years later.
So we recently have opened Peace Academy. It opened last September of 22 through a dream of what would it look like to create an early childhood space where all the decisions were made about what was best for kids. So we started a nonprofit rather than a business, as we wanted this to be a place that would outlive us, because we knew the value of quality early childhood opportunities. And so we created a mission, and it was almost without effort when we said, what is the goal of what we're going to do? Number one was nurture children. Every child deserves to be seen, heard, and loved. Along with that mission, it's impossible to love on a child without loving on their family. So the second part of our mission is to enrich parents. Parenting is hard. Am I doing too much, not enough, too soon, too late? So really supporting parents on their journey to be the best parent they can be. And then strengthening our community by offering an opportunity for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities to volunteer in our program alongside of preschool staff and with children. And it has created the most amazing space. It hardly feels like work.
One of the best things I think about our staff is that every single person is trained in the Nurtured Heart Approach. And I think we have five or six staff that are actually certified trainers and advanced trainers in the Nurtured Heart Approach. So whether you're in the childcare room or a 2-day-a-week preschool or the 5-day-a-week classroom, you can hear the same language throughout the building. And it's just it's a unique place.
When parents tour, I tell them from the front end of this building till the back end, every adult that you will encounter has received a minimum of 6 hours of Nurtured Heart training before they are allowed the privilege of interacting with someone else's children, as well as it is a requirement to do continuing ed, whether it be attending a course, reading a book, somehow furthering your knowledge, because we all know the Nurtured Heart Approach is not something that's one and done. It's a constant deepening of your understanding, and it's so exciting to be on that journey with staff as they realize. One of our staff members attended her first CTI, and she said, okay, this is mind-blowing. This is about me. This is allowing me to do the inner work on myself while also benefiting the kids that I serve every day. And that's the kind of transformation, not only in kids, but in the grownups that we work with, that has created such a collaborative community of strong women. We would certainly accept a man on staff, but haven't found anyone who has had an interest yet. We have 165 students. So that's 165 families. We have 24 staff members that all meet that high standard of having early childhood background as well as Nurtured Heart training. And then as part of that mission, enriching parents, we offer Nurtured Heart training free to every family for the entire time that they are with us. So some families are with us for 2 to 3 years. Anyone in their household, on their care team, their extended family, their babysitter, their nanny, is invited to attend Nurtured Heart classes. And a beautiful story of one family, they had 5 kids, said, I don't know if it makes me a good student or a poor one, but this is my 5th time taking the class. I love that their deep commitment to returning and honing their skill of committing, taking a stand to see what's great about their kids has been phenomenal.
Wow. I am blown away. I'm so jealous. I feel like in a good way, like everyone who's there is so lucky. I want to say about teachers and staff, I can only imagine that the type of attraction a place like yours has as a, you know, early childhood educator in my, not currently, but I did that for a long time. We lose teachers all the time because of the work environment, because it's so hard. It's so draining. We're not doing what we want to do. What we want to do is we want to nurture children. What we want to do is we want to love them. What we want to do is we want to inspire their creativity and their growth and their just curiosity. And we're not able to do that because of expectations and judgments on discipline and classroom decorum and everything. It's really hard. And like to be gifted with an environment like yours, to be able to just show up in an environment where everybody believes in the kids, everybody loves the kids, everybody believes in the staff and loves and appreciates the staff. Because I hear you talking about this like tiered, leveled, nurtured heart where it's everywhere. It's to the parents, it's to the staff, it's from, like you said, the front of the building to the back of the building. Everyone's getting that. It's like it's a life-giving circle that keeps giving. It's like your retention. Someone should do a study. You're young. You just opened, but your retention, my prophecy, is going to be amazing. And you're going to have people knocking on your doors who want to work there, because who wouldn't?
Well, and to carry it one step further, Kelly had been teaching a lot of parenting classes, and through her own successes and sharing, she brought it to school districts, entire schools. And so there are a couple private schools in our area that Kelly chartered the way. So we've been training them from pre-K through high school in one of those districts or one of those private settings, and another one in their elementary. And it passed it on now to several childcare centers. It's not a secret to hold. I always say there are no trade secrets about what happens at Peace Academy. Anyone and everyone is welcome to come see it and replicate it. That's really our hope.
And one of the best things I think about having our staff all on the same page is that even in those hard moments, because we know it's not perfect, no matter how well you use the Nurture Heart approach and how many good relationships you have, that even in those tough times, we can come together and say, okay, here's what went wrong. How can we problem solve it? And people are really good at supporting each other and brainstorming and looking, using the three stands or looking for those, where was the good, where, what's the next step, you know, those kinds of things. So I think it really helps people grow as teachers when they're supported in that way.
I can absolutely see that and believe that. And it's so productive. Like everything is constructive and productive and focused forward and right side up, as we say, a nurtured heart. Wow. So before I hear more about the school and the vision and all that, I am curious to hear your own personal, maybe we can call it journey or story of where, I know, Kelly, you said you learned Nurtured Heart from Jana. But for both of you, when you first learned Nurtured Heart, it's obviously stuck. It's obviously something you've taken on and believe in. What is it about Nurtured Heart? I do have people who are listening who don't know what the Nurtured Heart is, and this is a great way to kind of give them a little window into what it really is. What is it for you? Like, what is it that hooked you, that got you to say, I'm in?
I mean, I always say that it's the reason I'm still a teacher. My first year, I mean, I hadn't been in a preschool since I was in preschool, and I had no idea what I was doing. And I had a lot of trouble, even in a small class, just keeping things going. I was just dealing with the problems, and I didn't even have my own kids at the time. And I thought this was a temporary thing. I'm not really meant to be in education. And then when Jana came on board, I didn't know what the Nurture Heart approach was, but the way she interacted with kids was so different than what I was used to. And so I started, you know, using it and learned it. And by that point, I had a strong-willed two-year-old. She's still my strong-willed child. I have three kids. And so I think it's really helped me stay in the field of education, but also be a better parent, be a better spouse and friend. It's helped me, you know, going through the certification training intensive, learning how to use it on yourself, a better self-talk, those kinds of things. So yeah, I can't really imagine. I joke that my kids might not be alive if I didn't have this approach. Parenting is so hard, and kids throw you for, you know, throw curveballs at you all the time, whether it's in the classroom or at home. And just being able to have a solid foundation is so helpful.
I relate to that very much with my kids being alive, with me continuing to be able to do what I do, all of it. Before I get to you, Jana, Kelly, if I could pick on you for a minute to reflect on what was it about Jana that like struck you, or what was that difference? You said she was so different. She acted so different. Like, what was it that you saw?
I always tell the story in the trainings, but it was the co-teacher and I trying to get the, you know, 12 kids to sit quietly on the carpet. Stop touching each other. Stop rolling around. I need you to be quiet. Just constant. And, you know, the new director's coming in. We need you to be quiet. And it was just not working. And she came in, and there was one girl sitting quietly on the carpet, hands to herself. So she, in the quietest voice, just went over and recognized Grace for sitting crisscross, eyes on the teacher, being quiet, waiting patiently for her friends. And it was probably 8 seconds, and the whole room was quiet, doing what Grace was doing, not because they were being manipulated, but they were like, I want to hear what she's saying, and I want her to look me in the eyes and tell me that. And I didn't know what she had done, but I was like, well, that was magic. You know, it was just this, now looking back, like you could feel the shift of energy. And at the time, I didn't realize really what was happening, but it was such a different focus than keep your hands to yourself, stop, 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 and missing that whole moment. And so when Jana would come into the room, it was just a different energy.
So like that, yeah, I just hear that attunement to positivity, attunement to what's going right, attunement to success, like focusing, finding, and then tuning and zooming in. I love that you use that whisper, that quiet, because sometimes, especially with me, I'm very passionate and I get loud, and that's not really what Nurture Heart is all about, even though it might be. And for one of my kids, that works really well when I'm really loud, but some kids that really triggers them and makes them run. It's not about that. It's not about the volume. It's about the heart. And like sometimes the heart is even quieter, and that just that attunement and zooming in and I see you, Grace, and like how enticing that is for everyone. Everyone wants that. What is that? I want that. I so get that. And that's so beautiful.
Yeah. Really
lucky
just
you, lucky all of those kids.
The relationship in that moment. Like it doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. I want to recognize you. And that was a different feel.
Yeah. So Jana, warrior here, coming into a school as a director and being so radically different. Tell us how you got into it and what was it about Nurtured Heart that really struck you and won you over?
I had a friend who said, hey, I think you should take this Nurtured Heart class. And I was always so busy and just didn't find the time. And then I remember standing over my 3-year-old daughter. Like it still makes me teary eye when I think of it, screaming in her face, thinking if I could just get her to cry, I would know I had gotten through. And as someone who went through lots of years of infertility, I imagine myself being the best parent anybody would ever see because I had longed for it so deeply. And to think that I would be the person hoping to make my child cry so that she would get it. She's 23. It still haunts me. So I took the class and I went, this aligns with what my heart said when I gave birth to her and she was placed in my arms. This aligns with the loving mother that I anticipated and had always wanted for myself. That I had resorted to other ways to be a good mom. So when I found that alignment, I was like, this is it. This is who I am meant to be. And this is how I want to show up. And I will be honest, it's a lot easier to show up in that way for everybody else's kids. The older they get and the more buttons they push. But I always have it to come back to reset myself back to my intention is to show up as a loving mom.
And I will say that's, I think, a huge success for our school is that Jana is that for every parent, every child, every staff member. And that's who you are.
Collective. It's when you get a committed group of women together working for the good of children, there's really no stopping. There's no such thing as kids who are too broken, too damaged, too anything. You just keep loving and reflecting.
I want to be a fly on the wall. I just want to watch and see what's going on in there. I want to see those kids and those teachers in action. I'm going to take a step back into your story, Jana, and ask you about that. So, Jana, you talked about yelling at your daughter in her face and that you really wanted her to get it. You needed her to get it. And that was coming from really trying to be responsible and loving her and wanting to be a good mom, like you said, which is really where we're all coming from. Definitely anyone listening to this podcast or taking these courses. We just want to be good moms, dads. We just want to do right. And when they don't get it, it's like, what do I do? Right. So I know for myself, there are many moments where I feel like they have to get it still, even after so many, you know, years of implementing this work on myself and on my children and helping others do the same. I'm curious if you could walk us through maybe the early days when it was all fresh and new, even though you knew it all along. It sounds like it just burst open a piece of your heart that was always there and it was totally intuitive to you. At the same time, when those moments did happen where she needed to get it and she wasn't getting it, and that kind of responsible part of ourself gets triggered and wakes up and says, well, you can't just leave this. Like, what's going to happen, right? Like, you got to do something. I mean, whether it's the other parents are watching or what about the teachers or even just me, I love her and I want her to be normal. You know, like I can't just let her get away with this. What's kind of the, like, walk us through the process of what we call resetting ourselves, like bringing yourself back to what your heart knew the moment you birthed her.
I think it, I was so hung up with what society, I wanted the perception of me as a good parent to be. And I let that cloud that she in her individual self is who she was meant to be. And I can't determine that. It's not mine to control. It's not mine to set the path for her. And now that she's 23, I see it very differently. I never needed her to get something. What I needed to do is to get that I can guide, I can give clarity around expectations, I can be the loving spot when she makes mistakes that are normal. I share some of the things that when we teach some parenting things that others would say, oh my gosh, your child did that. I can stand with pride and say, yes, they did. It's normal peopling stuff. It's not meant that anybody's journey is without bumps in the road, but it's we have to use those and learn from them and to maintain a relationship with our kids long into adulthood, that they feel comfortable coming to us because it's not punitive, that they know I'm just there to support. And it's changed everything for me.
I noticed something struck me with the words. You know, you said, I realized I didn't need her to get anything. And it's almost like the next sentence is, I needed to get something. Like, they don't need to get something. We need to get something. We need to get that they're them already. And that the them that they are is the them we need and the world needs. And thank God they're them. And thank God they're resisting against becoming what it is that we think they need to be, because then we'd lose out on the them they are. I mean, there are kids who do become the them we want them to be. You know, that's not everybody's intent. Not everybody has that kind of fighter, you know, spirit. And those kids that push us, wow, they get it. they have the most self-worth. They get it that they're needed as them. And thank God they're fighting because we need them. We do need them. We need every single one. And those kids in your school, that's the beauty, is they don't need to be intense to get nurtured heart. All the kids are getting it and all the parents are getting it. And they're all getting the benefit of that heart that you have, Jana, that just knows that these people are beautiful and that they already are what they need to be. Yeah. And
for someone else, like asking my daughter to get it for me, can create that once you leave my home, then you have this identity of who am I? Because if I'm no longer performing for or gaining just the acceptance of, or I need to make my mom happy, when they have that inner wealth to say, I'm an honest person. Sometimes I mess up and I'm resilient and I can find my way out of it. We have this, and that's, I love working with Kelly because our kids are at different ages and stages. You know, we work with 3 through 5, but I've got grown children, 24, 23, 16.
Yeah, my kids are 13, 10, and 7. So I'm often bouncing ideas off of Jana, and yeah. It's fun to teach together too, because we're able to share such a wide range of personal experiences and then also for those preschool age kids.
Yeah, you've been there, done that in your own homes. That's the most powerful when the experience matches. Yeah. I think to reflect on what I heard from the reset is this remembering that if they do this their way, if they're, because you talked about like it's people, normal people stuff. If I let them do it and go through it and get through it, then they're learning and they're growing and they're becoming who they want to be. So it hurts and it's hard to stand back and let go and let them. But ultimately, in the long run, this is them growing into who they need to be. And I don't want to get in the way of that. I don't want to stop them from this lesson and this growing and this normal developing and hinder that and make that start when they're 30 and on their own, you know, and make them start looking at, oh no, what do I want? What do I think? What do I, like you said, it's, we have the ability to help let our little 2, 3, and 4-year-olds build an identity that will stay with them forever. That autonomy and that knowledge of who they are by us really just staying out of the way and instead just holding up that mirror and reflecting to them.
Sometimes I think it's not even the staying out of the way. It's showing up in an adult sense in the way that I should, because screaming in her face was never an adult, well-adjusted example of who I wanted her to become. If you had asked me in that moment, you're screaming at her so she'll get it. Are you hoping that she in turn screams at her kids in their face? So the reset back to I have to model, live, breathe, show what I hope for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at all costs, no matter what. So then again, the work is here. Oh, well. We thought it could be about the kids. Oh, well.
Yeah, I always say, like, I thought when I first took the class, right, for the first few years, it was like, I thought it was about my kids. It's like, no, this is about me. This is about how I'm showing up. And I, no matter how hard I try, I can't fix or control. And I also can't save them during those hard times. You know, like my son was going through a hard time this fall and it was like, I trust you can do it. I know you don't want to go to school and I know this is hard, but I can't come in and save you from every hard time, you know? And I have a student right now too. And his mom said that today, she said, he said the other day, Peace Academy taught me that I am brave. And he's been having to do some things that have been scary or hard, and he's internalizing that. So it's really, it's cool to see your kids overcome those things and learn that internally from that firsthand experience.
And sometimes even heal our own anxiety about the what if and what if we don't know by recognizing, like, I think Peace Academy has taught us both that too, that we are capable of, when you're surrounded, when I say Peace Academy, I mean 24 women that when you can't see your own greatness will stop and reflect it to you and will stop you and say, okay, that's the purple dot. I get it. Let's put that here and we can problem solve that. But before we part, where's the white space? And this is what I see in you. We had a new staff person who came on board who had taken a class and fell in love with the approach, but then came to work with us. And she said, I went home and I told my husband, this is how they are all the time. This is how they are to each other. I've never seen anything like this. I thought it was just, they just did it to kids. If this were something we did to kids, I would have fallen off the bandwagon. It's, I can't separate it from who I am.
Absolutely. The biggest compliment I've ever received, maybe not ever received, but a big compliment that I received was after I did a workshop and someone said to me, when you say it, it sounds normal. And I'm like, that is the best compliment you could have ever given me, when it becomes normal, because it should be normal, right? It should be normal. So thank you so much for getting on here with us today and sharing a little window into the incredible, beautiful treasure of space that you've created in North Dakota. And if people want to look into it and find out more about it, either for themselves, maybe they live in Fargo, or maybe they don't, and they want to learn about it for their preschools or themselves, where can they go to find you, amazing people?
Our website is pafargo.com, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and it's just Peace Academy. Peace Academy Fargo, I think.
Amazing. Well, I will post those links in the notes underneath. And thank you both for being here. Till next time.
Thanks for having us.